broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Monday morning. It is a Monday, April the 24th, 2023, last Monday in the month of April, 13 minutes past the hour, 35 degrees and partly sunny skies. And I assure you, as I was going down to get my large diet soda from McDonald's this morning, it was, you know, it was snowing. I mean, obviously no accumulation or anything like that, but snowflakes were flying in the air this morning, much like they were yesterday. So right up through the last week of April, we're having these little snow dust-ups, which really, after the winter we had, not too bad. Worse things could certainly happen. Well, I hope you're settled in here this morning, because I got a lot to talk about here this morning in hour number one. So I hope you're ready for this. I got a lot to talk about. Okay. Let's start off with the Friday show. And I'm going to come back to this, by the way, but the Friday show is back on the air. We've been back on the air about a month now, and I hope you tune in every Friday from 8:15 till 10 p.m. We're having a lot of fun with that, a lot of laughs, and good times on Friday night. So if you're tuning in on Friday night, I hope you're enjoying it. We're enjoying it, and 8:15 to 10 o'clock on Friday night. Pay attention. Oh, this morning, I got in the car, and I'm driving down to get the soda at McDonald's, and I notice on my way back that the orange wrench light has come on the dashboard. Now, I've had the car that I have now, I think I got it like 2019, right at the end of the year. I remember I got it right before New Year's. So that week between Christmas and New Year's, I got the car. And so I guess I've had it 3 years now, something like that. And so this orange wrench light comes on. And I was thinking to myself, well, the car hasn't been running bad, and I don't know what this would be. And then it dawned on me. I think I'd had the car maybe 6 or 8 months the first time, and that little wrench light came on, and I think all it means is automatic maintenance. That it's just reminding you that your car needs maintenance. Now, I don't know how often that comes on. I don't know if that's like 10,000 miles, 100,000 miles, 50,000 miles. I really don't know how often that comes on, but I think all that means is maintenance. I hope that's all that means is maintenance, or else you might see me on the side of the road somewhere in the next few days, because the car is certainly not running bad, but I'm pretty sure that's what that means. Because it seems to me that last time that came on, that I took the car in for like a checkup, and I got the oil changed and all that, and I think the tires rotated or something like that, and I think the light went off. Now, I don't remember when that was, which could be a bad sign, but I think all that is a regular maintenance check. So I'll have to get that taken care of some point in the next week or so. Now, I want to talk, as I said, about Friday night a little bit here. Okay, if you didn't hear the show on Friday night, the first hour of that show was a real humdinger on Friday night. Now, here's what happened. Last week, it was either last week or the week before, we got a call at the radio station from Opal Covey, who, if you don't know Opal Covey, she's been on the show several times. She's up in Toledo. She's run for mayor. She's a prophetess. She's a very unique woman, to say the least, and she has a lot of interesting opinions on things, to say the least. Well, she had called me and said she wanted to talk to the audience because there were some things that she wanted to get done. And I only go to the station one day a week now, typically, so I really don't pick up the messages very often and don't get much of a chance to return the phone calls. And by the way, I've said this over the years, I have a disease when it comes to returning phone calls anyway. If somebody calls and leaves a message, I'm horrible about returning the phone calls. I don't know why that is. I get preoccupied doing something else, even though I know the message is there. So that's just part of my disease. Don't ever think that it's anything personal with anybody if I don't return the phone call. I'm just horrible at doing it. I don't even return Opal's phone calls. So I thought, hey, we don't have a whole lot planned for the Friday night show last week. So why don't I just call Opal on the air? She wanted to be on the air anyway. So why don't I just call her, see what she has to say, and then we'll move on with the Friday night show. So that's what I did. I called her live on the air, and I don't know where exactly we got off in the weeds, to be honest with you, on Friday night. But it went from people being murdered to people having sexual proclivities. And this is all from Opal, not from me. People being given chloroform, singing songs about cats, calling people on the people calling her on the phone to sing songs about cats. It was just a real humdinger of about a 15-minute to 20-minute period. And I was trying to move her along because, you know, being the host of the show, I knew there were other things we wanted to talk about, and I knew there were other callers. So, I rushed her off in the end. I don't know. But that happened. And I thought, boy, this show's really going to win a Peabody Award. This is one of those shows that's really going to win something. This is why you have to listen on Friday night. So this all happens, and a phone call comes in that says maybe I was a little, I forget what the word was, but thought that I was making fun of Opal. Now, here's what I will say to that. Do I treat Opal like a regular interview? No. Because the things she says are not normal. That's not a normal interview. And there's no way to treat that like a normal professional interview. There's just no way. So then it comes to the question, do you put her on the air or not? Because I think that's what you end up being faced with. Do you just not return the phone call? Do you tell her we're not going to put you on the air? I don't know if that's the best thing in the world. Because I always feel that the airwaves are the people's airwaves, and anybody should be allowed to get on and say what they want. But you can't treat it like a regular interview. You just can't. So that's what you got. My decision was, hey, she wants to be on the air. I'm going to put her on the air. I had no idea what she wanted to talk about, and you got what you got. Now, was I a little facetious in the interview? Maybe. But I don't think she was offended, I think she would have hung up on me. Did I say anything negative about her? No, I did not call her any names. I didn't do anything like that. So if there was sarcasm in my voice, you know, sometimes you just can't control that. When somebody's telling you that people are killed by the courthouse and you've been chloroformed, and you're singing songs about cats and things of that nature. Frankly, I don't know how you treat that normal without a little sarcasm in your voice. But if you can, you're better than I am. So that was Friday night with Opal. And if you missed it, I will say this. It was entertaining. Sean was in the studio with me, and he about fell off his chair about four or five times. And over the weekend, I did have people come up to me. And here's the two things that I got over the weekend. Either number one, I heard the interview and I was laughing hysterically. Or number two, I heard you talking about it and I'm sorry I missed the interview. So that's the two feelings on it. And I don't think it was a negative, and God bless Opal, and onward and upward in that particular situation. I hope you got to hear it. And if you didn't, it's in the replays. under Friday Night Show, the first hour, and it's something. It's right off the bat. Now, what else do we have here? Okay, we got through the Opal conversation today. Oh, this weekend was one of the great weekends. I think I told you last week that I had a new chair coming. I had an idea that I wanted this big leather chair. It's more like a love seat because, honestly, two people could fit in it. Big, oversized leather chair, recliner, whole bit. Well, I found out last week that it could be delivered on Wednesday. Well, Wednesday wasn't going to work because Wednesday I was doing a taping that night at the radio station with Abby and Sean. So Wednesday wasn't going to work. And then Thursday, something was going on Thursday night. I don't remember what it was. And then Friday I had the radio show that night, so I knew I couldn't do it on Friday night. So eventually we set it up for Saturday morning. So Saturday morning, this chair comes, and here was the first problem. The first problem was I had a love seat in my living room. Now, I had to get rid of that to make room for this new big chair. So I had somebody come over, and we loaded up this love seat, and we took it down to the Goodwill. Now, how we ever got it in the back of their car, because their car was basically, it's like one of those SUV things. How we got that love seat in the back of that SUV and were able to shut the door, I have no idea. But we did, and we got it delivered down to Goodwill, and Goodwill took the love seat, so that's out of here. Got the new chair assembled. It basically came in just a few pieces. It was the bottom part, the back part, and the legs. So I got this thing assembled, and I'm telling you, this is the most comfortable piece of furniture I think I have ever had. It's like having a big bed in your living room. When you recline this thing back and set the legs out, it's really like a bed because it's so big. It's not like a chair. It's not like a recliner. It's like a big bed. So I'm telling you, I may be in this chair for the rest of my life. Now, obviously, I'm not in the chair right now doing this show, but my goodness, what a nice piece of furniture this is. I don't know if anybody has any of these big, oversized leather recliners, but this is something I really like. And I've only gotten to enjoy it for a couple days, so, you know, give it a couple weeks and I'll really be in love with this thing. So that was Saturday morning. Saturday night, I went out with some friends and got a pizza. Now, we went to Little Caesars, and I'll be honest, I over the years, sometimes Little Caesars is good, sometimes Little Caesars is bad, but on Saturday night, it was very, very good, and of course, I came back, and we came back here to the house, and I sat in the chair and ate the Little Caesars, because Saturday, really, you were going to have a hard time getting my rear end out of that chair. And I also went over to Sonic that night and got a Butterfinger Blast. Now, I probably had not had a Butterfinger Blast in I don't know how long. But a blast is kind of like a blizzard, but the blasts over at Sonic are big. These are big cups of ice cream. And normally I like the Oreo, but I also like the Butterfinger because I think I've said before Butterfinger is probably my favorite candy bar. So I got a big Butterfinger Blast. So Saturday night was fun. We had a lot of laughs, a lot of conversation, and pizza and a Butterfinger Blast. Hey, does it get any better than that? So that was Saturday night. Okay, what else do we have here? Well, here's something that happened yesterday that I can kind of bring up. You know, this is a little bit of an interesting story. I don't know how many of you have kids who go to Pleasant. I don't know anybody who goes to Pleasant, to be honest with you, except some of the kids I work with at Kroger. Well, I had heard, and I think it was even in the paper, I do believe this was in the paper, that their baseball coach had been fired. And I think this just happened last week or the week before. It's been fairly recently. And people seem to be confused on why this happened. So yesterday, there were two kids who I work with at Kroger who go to Pleasant. And they're on the Pleasant baseball team. So I was asking them how the baseball season was going, and they said, well, not really great. I think they said they were 3-8 or something like that. And I said, hey, what went on with your coach? What was that all about? And at first, they really did not want to talk about it. They just kind of said, well, we really don't know. I don't know what happened with the coach, so on and so forth. And I said, well, you got to know something. What in the world happened with that coach? And they said, well, now this is the story they gave me, and I'm obviously not going to give their names, but the story that I got was that apparently the coach had said something profane in the locker room to one of the students, and one of the other coaches had also used some profanity in a group chat, something like that. And that led to them both being fired. Fired as the coach, but apparently he's still a teacher at the school. Now, again, I don't know if any of this is true because this is just what I'm hearing from people. But apparently this is just a big, big, big drama over there at Pleasant. And I don't know. I don't know why he was fired. But if that's the reason, I guess that's the reason that he was using profanity. But it is interesting. When I was talking to these kids, I said, now, have you talked to the coach since he was fired? And they go, yeah. And I said, well, did you ask him why he got fired? And they go, yeah. And I said, well, what did he say? And they said, well, we don't remember. And I said, I know that's not true. I know you remember what he told you. Tell me. And they did. And again, it came back to that profanity thing. And there were some other things in there. I'm not really going to bring up the other things because I don't know if any of that's true. I mean, it's not horrible stuff. But I'm not going to bring up the other stuff because I really don't know if it was true or not. And I don't think that's my place to be bringing up stuff like that. So I don't know what went on at Pleasant. I don't know if you have any kids that go to Pleasant. I don't know if you've heard about this story of the baseball coach being fired, but that's what it was. Again, by the way, phone lines are open this morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have anything you'd like to say about the big chair or the orange wrench on the dashboard or the baseball coach being let go at Pleasant, any of these issues are on the table here this morning. 740-751-4038. Okay. So that is where we are with that story. All right. Okay. Oh, here's something else I wanted to talk about. Last week on the show, was it Thursday? I think it was Thursday morning. I do this compliment of the day thing, where basically I'm giving a compliment to Abby every day, and we're having a lot of fun with it, and I enjoy doing it. Well, Thursday morning, because we had done the taping on Wednesday night of a new show, which, by the way, is doing very well. Well, let me touch on that for a second. Wednesday night, we tape this new television podcast, is basically what it is, where Abby gave advice. And it got released on Friday night. And it has already, in just 48 hours, really, it's only been up for 2 days, it has already got more people watching it than the last two Ted Williams episodes we did, than the Mary Ellen Withrow episode, then the Buckeye Guy episode, then the George Kasotis episode. It has already, in just 2 days, gotten more views than any of those did. So, you know what? I think we've got a hit here. And we'll be taping some more of those, hopefully this week, so we don't miss a beat. But my goodness, it's doing so well. Now, I think Abby's a little, what should I say? I think she's a little... It's hard to watch yourself on camera, and I think she's a little nervous about the whole thing, because last week's episode was really all faced in on her and based in on her and the advice she was giving. So I think she's a little nervous, but the other episodes won't be like that. There'll be more people on the panel. She'll only be answering about 2 or 3 questions every week, and the episode will pretty much be made up of other topics, so it'll be a different type of a show, but I certainly think the advice column's got to stay, because the people watching this thing in just 2 days is at a tremendous number. So why it's resonating with people, why it's clicking with people, I don't know, but it has certainly lived up to expectation more than any other episode we have done for the video podcast in quite some time. So I'm so happy to report back on that. And if you do want to watch it, all you have to do is go to YouTube, type in Scott Spears, Abby Chase, and it should come right up. And take a look, because the numbers are good, and hopefully there'll be a new episode this Friday that will be out in regard to that series. Now, actually, where I was starting with that particular subject was last Thursday, after we did the taping, I had thought it went really well. So I came in on Thursday morning, and basically I did pretty much a whole hour. And I think people like this. I think we even got a call from somebody who said they like this. I did this whole hour about how great I thought Abby was, and how good a friend she's been to me, and how good a person she's been to me over the last 4 years. And I even said some things on Facebook, because there were some pictures from Wednesday night where we promoted the show for Friday, which maybe that helped too. Who knows? And a lot of people had a lot of nice things to say about her. So I guess, and also last week we had a little moment where things were not as nice, where I think people, I don't know. I don't want to get back into it, but it was just, I don't know. Let's put it that way. It was an interesting roller coaster of a week last week. So we had the nice compliments, and we had other things. And then, on Friday night, after Opal was on, Bailey, who used to be the co-host of the Friday night show, called in. And I think that's the second time she's called in. In the 4 weeks we've been doing the Friday night show again. And she told a great story about what's going on in her life. And also commented on the Opal interview, which had happened prior to the broadcast, prior to her coming on in the broadcast, which she was listening to. So it was good to hear from her, and we had a lot of fun with that. And a matter of fact, somebody came up to me in the grocery store yesterday and said, "Hey, I heard Bales on Friday night." And, you know, it was fun that, you know, people call her by that name, because obviously her real name is Bailey. I gave her the nickname Bales. That's how people refer to her now. It's fun to have people back in the fold who were once part of things we were doing here. And having Abby do this television thing, which is going very well. So I guess the point I wanted to make here this morning is, 35 minutes past the hour, is that, you know, when I really think about it, and I was thinking about this morning, because I came in here and I was doing my normal bullet points about what I wanted to talk about this morning. And I thought, you know, I have had some really great people in my life. And I don't at all regret anything positive that I can say about them. And I really do try to avoid saying negative things. A matter of fact, I think you could go through episodes of this show and where I said something negative about somebody and really tried to do something nasty, portray them in a nasty light, I think you'd be few and far between to find those. Now, sometimes I've been kidding, and sometimes there's a little bit of a misinterpretation, but I don't want to say negative things about people, because I have been surrounded by some of the nicest people you are ever going to meet. And like I say, you got a whole hour last week why I think Abby is a nice person. Bailey calling in on Friday, that was great. It's been good to hear from her a couple times since we've been doing the Friday show. She was always a lot of fun. And I was thinking of other people. Michelle, who last week went out of her way to deliver pizzas. Not pizzas. Why did I say pizzas? Hot dogs to the kids at school. And she's always been so nice to me when I've been at Stewart's and when I was working with her. She's just a generous, good-hearted person who goes out of her way to do just about anything possible. And, of course, how could I forget Angie? You know, Angie did the Friday night show with me on this station for 2 years, and I'll tell you, we had a lot of fun. Because in the beginning, I don't think Angie thought that she could really do the show. I think she thought she was more of a quiet person. I think she didn't really have a whole lot of confidence that she could be on the air for 2 hours Friday night. And she became great. And everybody loved hearing from her. And that's such a great thing. And by the way, Angie was, just so people don't have any confusion here, I had more fun with Angie over the 2 years, 2 or 3 years, that we were hanging out a lot than anybody. We went everywhere. We went, I don't know how many different areas in Ohio we were in. Toledo, Columbus, we went up to the Maumee. We were just all over the place. Upper Sandusky, Lima, thrift stores and estate sales and just looking at things that were monuments and finding interesting things in whatever town we were in. Diners. I think we ate at so many diners. Because she really likes diners, and their diners are very cool. We ate at diners. We were in Delaware, the Hamburger Inn. We went up to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We went up to the Football Hall of Fame. I just did so much. Not to mention going to Hershey, Pennsylvania, and doing the Hershey tour, going to Philadelphia and seeing Ben Franklin's grave. First time she'd ever been to Manhattan. We went into Manhattan, went to Times Square, went to Central Park, went to Rockefeller Center, just went up to Phil Donahue's apartment with her. And I never want anything bad to ever be said about her, because those were some of the best memories, and they will remain some of the best memories that I ever had. It was just a lot of fun. We just had a lot of fun, and I can honestly say we never had an argument. We never, never had an argument. Nobody ever raised their voice. I don't know that we ever had a disagreement. Nobody ever called anybody a name. It was just fun. And I'll tell you something. During the pandemic is when most of these events were happening, so a lot of stuff was closed. There was a lot of things that we could not do, and when we had to go in and do something, we had to wear the masks and, be very careful. So, during a rough time where people were not able to get out and do things, I got to do a whole lot of stuff that I probably would not have done because of the pandemic with her, Angie, because of just the fun person she is. And let me tell you, she's a very good, smart person. And I hope that I never knew. A matter of fact, I know she never believed that she was as smart as she is. She is a smart person, and one of the most caring people you would ever want to meet. I said it on the air a couple times, but let me tell you, for two years, she showed up before I got to the station every Wednesday morning. Now, she works 5 days a week. Every Wednesday morning before I got to the station, she showed up and dropped off breakfast for me. And it was always different. Sometimes it was banana pudding. Sometimes it was muffins. Sometimes she would go to McDonald's and get something that I liked, like eggs and sausage. But it was always something. It was no-bake cookies. She never, ever stopped. Sometimes she would go to Bob Evans and get an omelet, and those aren't cheap. And she would do this early in the morning before she went to work, and they always had a very nice note with them. She couldn't have been nicer. Couldn't have been nicer. So, any thought that I have any negative feeling toward her is silly, because I think that she is one of the nicest people, one of the most fun people, and I just had the best time with her. A good, good person. Under whatever's going on in her life, and she's had some obstacles, just like we all do, she's a good person. She really, really, really is. And I would not trade any memory I ever had with her for anything. Those memories were so much fun. Laughter, no argument, no strife. just fun. So, you know, she's another great one. And I'm lucky to have had that. And I think sometimes we concentrate too much on what's going on currently and not the memories that we have. Now, I don't think we should spend all our time worrying about our memories. But you know what? If you have good memories like that, hey, you're lucky you had them. And I will never forget that. And everything we ever did. So, yeah, she's another one who was just absolutely great to me. And I had wonderful times with. And I'm still having good times. You know, sometimes, here's the thing. I think, oh, and by the way, I want to mention her sister Amy, by the way, who I never really spent a whole lot of time with, but her sister Amy, I know, defended me to people. You know, people are a little prickly sometimes, and people say nasty things. And I know that her sister Amy defended me to people that she did not have to defend me to. And I appreciate that she did that. That's really going out of your way, because she didn't have to do it. And I know she did it, and I appreciate that. And, of course, you've heard me say many times how much I've always gotten along with Jeannie. Anytime Angie and I would stop by Jeannie's house, I would always have a long conversation with her. It was always pleasant. She was always hospitable. We always had a good time. And, of course, that goes back to Charlie being on this station and Jeannie coming to the Christmas parties and anniversary parties. Just one of the nicest ladies you'll ever want to meet. So you get all these people in your life. And you say, how lucky am I? How lucky am I that these people have fallen in your life? And I look at all these people like Abby and Bailey and Angie and Jeannie and Amy. And these are just people who are there. Not to mention my family and people at the radio station and people I work with at Kroger. You're really, really lucky if you get something like that. And how could I ever be angry? How could I ever be bitter about the life that I've had? I was going to be a teacher. That's what I wanted to be. I was going to be a teacher. That's all I ever wanted to be. I was going to go to college for that, and that was the deal. And look what happened. Look where I ended up. I got to interview some of the greatest people in the world, most well-known, fun people. I got to go to Phil Donahue's penthouse with Marlo Thomas there. I got to do all these things, and boy, oh boy, it's just been fun. And a lot of it is part and parcel of the people I was around at that time. And the whole Donahue thing, I mean, Angie was right there with me. Every time I listened to that tape, Donahue comments on something she was saying right at the beginning. So there you go. And by the way, we're running around New York that day, going through Central Park, getting rained on. You know, those are just wonderful memories to have with somebody. So, yeah, I would never trade any memory I ever had with her for anything. And just have nothing but the best of thoughts for her. And I hope she's feeling good, and I hope everything's good with her. And, you know, what more can you say? She's just a wonderful person. And did so much for me for so long that I'll never forget it. So that's great. And I guess if you're lucky to have people like these in your life, hey, stick with it. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I don't know why I've been lucky enough to attract good people into my life, but I really have. And there are so many that are still there who I enjoy on a daily basis. Okay, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Oh, there was a weird, you know, I was looking at the AP this morning, and there's a weird story on the AP wire this morning. Now, this is from Berlin. Now, get ready for this. Nudists in Austria are up in arms about plans for a cable car that would pass over a popular beach on the northern edge of Vienna. Oh, we're getting a call. Let's take the call, and we'll come back to this. All right, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
I just wanted to tell you, is your car a Honda?
Yes.
Yeah, you need to take it in right away and get that checked out so you don't damage your engine. You don't want to take any chances.
No, I'm pretty sure that has come on before. Isn't that just when the car, it's letting you know that it needs some kind of maintenance?
Yeah, Yeah, and sometimes it could be the transmission, and you don't want to drive it if it's that.
No. I don't.
And when you take it for your oil changes, don't they give you a sticker telling you when to come back?
They do, but I'll tell you what happened last time. I went and got an oil change early last year, and they gave me the sticker, and I think they turned off that light. I think that's what the light was on for last time, with just an oil change. And they turned off that light, and then I went to, how did that happen? Last fall, I think I had somebody else do it, who was just kind of a local person, because I said, you know, I really need an oil change. Oh, and I was getting my brakes changed. That's what happened. I was getting my brakes changed, brake pads, and I said, hey, could you do that oil change? And they did it, and I think they probably did not know how to reset that light. Because I know that light's been on before. I'm almost positive, because I remember going, I forget where I got my oil change, but it's been a couple years ago, and I remember I went in and that light was on because I thought something horrible was wrong. And they went in and they changed the oil and they said, no, that's just telling you you need to get a maintenance done. It's kind of an internal thing. And they were able to click that light right off.
Better safe than sorry, though, because my car is a 2005. And I take it regularly.
Now, do you get that little wrench, too?
My car has a check engine light that comes out. Just shows a little picture of the engine when needs something. But now, if oil change, I have a little light that comes on and says.
Well, you know, I think on my dashboard there is a light that says check engine, but I think it's not on. It's just the little wrench light that's on.
Yeah, because I Googled it on the Honda, and the wrench light, it says that you should get it checked out.
Yeah, I think, but it doesn't it say something, though, about it's a reminder for regular maintenance every so many miles?
No, what I Googled, it didn't say that, but it did say that there was a danger of, you know, damaging your transmission, so I sure wouldn't take any chances.
Oh,
that.
No.
That's,
no.
It's like $2,000.
Oh, no. I'm definitely going to take it in, yeah, and get it. Definitely going to take it in and get it looked at. But I've had two cars, I think, where the transmission went out. And you can usually tell when you're having some kind of transmission issue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I just didn't want you to get hit with any surprises.
No. I did the same thing. I remember I had just gotten the car, and I remember that light came on, and I thought, oh, no, what is this? And I remember going in and getting it taken care of, and they, I think all they ended up doing was the oil change, and then they clicked that light back off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because now on my vehicle, too, if the gas, when I get gas, if you don't screw that gas cap until it clicks a few times, it'll cause the light to come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I
always want
to, yeah. Yeah, you always want to be safe with a car. Heaven knows you don't want the thing to blow up.
Or have to buy another one.
Or have to buy another. Yeah, who needs that? Nobody. And this car runs great, which is also a nice thing. Everything's always been good with it.
Yeah, that's great. Yep. Good luck with it.
Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm sure that light has been on before. And again, if anybody has anything they'd like to say, feel free. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Back to this weird story that was on the AP this morning. Nudists in Austria are up in arms about plans for a cable car that would pass over a popular beach on the northern edge of Vienna where clothing is optional. The country's Austria press agency on Friday quoted nudist Barbara Herschel, saying she feared for her privacy if cable car users with cell phone cameras are allowed to swoop across the area. I don't want to end up on the internet, the 72-year-old told the APA. Project developer Hans Deko sought to reassure nudists, saying the cable cars would only pass over the beach for a short stretch In addition, the windows could be made to turn opaque automatically. He was quoted as saying, a promotional video for the cable car project said it would go from transit station to Dubai and then back over, I guess, the cable car, a small mountain north of the capital. Some 115 gondolas with panoramic windows would offer a breathtaking view across Vienna, it says. So there you go. I found that to be a very odd story. They're going to put a cable car over a nudist beach. Now, I understand that you would not want your picture to end up on the internet. But would people do that? Do you think they would do that? Maybe. If you don't know the person and you're going over a nudist beach in a cable car, would you snap a picture of the people that you don't know and then put it on the internet? Don't you think that's a little bit of an invasion of people's privacy? And how would people know who they were anyway? I mean, what would you do? Just put it up on social media? Here's some nude people I saw while I was going over the beach. And here's what I don't understand. If you really wanted to take pictures of a nudist, can't you just go to the beach? I mean, is there like high security at this beach where you can't take pictures of people? I don't know. I don't really understand it. And then the bottom of this case that I really don't understand, if you're a nudist and you're outside on a beach, isn't this a risk you have to take? Whether there's a cable car or not? I mean, if you're naked on the beach, everybody's got a camera. I mean, what's going to... just occurred to me. Where are you going to hide the camera if you're a nudist on a beach? Now, there's a question. What do nudists do with their phones when they're on the beach nude? There's a brain twister for you. You know, I don't know. I would just think you're already running that risk if you're out on the beach nude, to be honest with you. I don't understand that story, but apparently all of a sudden they're a little shy. They don't want to have their picture taken. Any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Oh, there is something I wanted to say. You know, when I'm talking about how nice people are, I always used to say this about Angie when I was with her. Here's how nice a person she is. If she would bump into a chair, she would apologize to the chair. I've never known anybody who was so just deferential to other people. I mean, she really was the authentic act when it came to kindness. And again, I hope she knows how smart she is, because sometimes I think she really underestimates herself and what she can do. And I really hope that she doesn't do that, because and by the way, just to show again that there's no anger here, if she called me even today and said, I need something, I got a flat tire, could you help me out, something bad has happened, I'd be there in a second. There's no doubt about it. I mean, so, no anger. Just very, very happy to have had all these good people and all these good things happen over the course of my life. And they're still happening. So, you know, what's to be angry about? Why go through life being angry? That doesn't do much for you. Okay. Well, we did that. And we did the strange story. Does anybody have any thoughts on that whole nudist story? Should they really be worried about these cable cars? I mean, they're already nude on the beach. Isn't that enough? Doesn't that put you at high risk enough? Any thoughts on the pleasant baseball coach? Does anybody know more to that story than the whole profanity story, I guess is what it is, that's the reason the person has been let go? But still teaching at the school, not let go from that position, which is interesting. Okay, so What have we not done here in the first hour? Well, we haven't done the compliment of the day today. Now, last week we had some really good compliments of the day, I thought. And we're keeping this going. I tell you, we're getting pretty close to like 15 compliments at this point, which I think, hey, that's a pretty good number. That's a lot of compliments. So today's compliment of the day, I think, is, let's see here. Today's compliment of the day for Abby will be, boy, oh boy. You know, some days it's easier than others. Like I say, I try to do these all off the cuff. Now, some days it's easy to come up with a compliment. Last Friday it was very easy because we were talking about one of her kids, and it was easy to say, you know, that she raises good kids. But today, there's really nothing on my mind that would signify something about her. So now I'm trying to think off the top of my head in regard to something that would be complimentary toward her on this day. Let's see. What's a good compliment about her? You know, I tell you, after so many compliments, it gets a little rough. Let's see. What's a good compliment? I'm trying to think of something she might have done last week that would have been nice. She has not brought me a pop in quite a while. You know, that's getting a little iffy. But, let's see. A compliment here today. And I also don't want to overlap with any of the other compliments that I've given over the last 15 days. So I'm going to say today that she, man, I hope I haven't gone dry on the compliment department. I've said nice things that she dresses nice for spring. I've said, you know, nice kids. Boy, the clock's running on me now. I'm down to under a minute here. What's the compliment going to be today? Okay, the compliment is going to be that she, well, I've heard that she's not a good driver, so I can't say that. Let's see. Boy, oh boy. Well, you know what? I'll say this. She cares about people. She genuinely does care about people, as I've illustrated on this program before. So that'll be the compliment of today. That's a nice good one for a Monday morning. Genuinely cares about people. That's a nice one, isn't it? There's no backhandedness to that. All right, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We've got trivia and all kinds of things that we didn't finish up last week. Coming up next hour, don't you dare flip that dial.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For guests like legendary ABC News correspondent Sam Donaldson.
Over the course of this program, we have had a lot of great guests on. We've had U Downs, we have had David Hartman, we have had Marvin Kalb, and Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, Jesse Jackson, just great people.